Good morning. My two oldest nephews, Jacob and Aiden, would do this thing when they were younger, where when one of them got put into timeout and the other one wasn't, the one who wasn't in timeout would do everything in their power to irritate the one who was sitting in the corner with their hands up. They would throw things at him. Or he'd go to, like, the fridge or the freezer and pull out a popsicle. Like, this is so good. Just everything in his power to irritate the other one. They were little brats. They're still little brats. But why was it that the one in the corner, the one who was in timeout, was irritated so much? Because it was a freedom that the other one had that he wanted. There was a freedom they had had, and he wanted that. St. Paul is in prison, writing this letter to the Philippians today. He's imprisoned. But it's the reverse of that, because he's the one who is imprisoned, and yet his freedom that he has irritated the heck out of the Romans. He's writing today saying that he doesn't care whether he goes on living or whether they put him to death. He says if he was given the choice, he doesn't know which one he would choose. Because if he's able to keep living, he's going to keep preaching the gospel, bringing Jesus Christ to those whom he's writing to, bringing Jesus Christ to those who are imprisoning him. But if he dies, he gets what he ultimately wants is to go be with Jesus. He's saying here he can't lose. And this drives the Romans crazy because there's nothing you can do with a person like this. Someone who is completely free, there's nothing you can do with them. There was a cardinal in Vietnam who was imprisoned in 1975, Cardinal Francis Xavier Van Thuan. He was put in prison by the communists for 13 years and spent 9 of those years in solitary confinement. But the people who had imprisoned him had a problem because they would assign a guard to watch over him, and he kept on converting the guards that were watching him. He would speak to them. He would speak and tell them about Jesus. And at first it would irritate them. But there was something, while they were irritated, they wanted this freedom that this man who they were imprisoning had. And so they had this problem where they had to keep on changing out the guards because he kept on converting them. It was driving them crazy. He was a man who was completely free. He had a spiritual freedom, in which nobody could do anything about. You can't imprison someone like that. And there's something when you encounter someone like that that's so attractive about it. Then you have in the gospel today this landowner. The parable is all about him. And there's a freedom that he has. But what's he doing here in this parable? What's Jesus doing in telling his disciples about it? Jesus knows this parable is going to irritate his disciples. For a long time, it bothered me. Does it bother you just a little bit? Because there's this aspect of, like, human fairness. Like, our human way of understanding what's fair, what's not fair. And it just kind of bothers that. But God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And what Jesus is wanting to do, and what the landowner is doing here, is he's revealing through where this irritates us, that part within us that's still imprisoned. Where it rubs us and where it irritates us is where we're still in prison. We're not free as this landowner is. He He's working throughout the day. He goes again and again into the town to bring more and more workers into the vineyard. And he could have arranged the payment at the end of the day differently, where those who were there first got their payment. They weren't cheated out of a cent at all. They got their full payment, and they would have been off, and they wouldn't have known that the others got the full payment. Instead, the landowner set it up so that they could see what was happening. He wanted to reveal what was in their hearts. That's what God's after. That's what he's all about, is wanting to reveal what's in our hearts so that the poison that's there, any poison that's there, he can draw it out and put within there instead his blood, his love. This is what the landowner is doing. To reveal it so that the hearts of the disciples and the hearts of the workers might desire to be free as the landowner is. To live in this way in which he's reckless with his compassion and mercy. There's a scripture scholar, Kenneth Bailey, who paraphrases the response of the landowner to those who are complaining against him. Here's his paraphrase. He says, "So why are you jealous of them and angry at me? You must understand that not only am I just, but I'm also merciful and compassionate, because mercy and compassion are part of justice. On what basis should the grace I show others irritate you? You want to take more for yourselves. I have chosen to give more of myself. You want to be richer at the end of the day, but I have chosen to be poorer at the end of the day." What he reveals in the other workers and what he reveals Jesus does in the hearts of his disciples is how small their hearts can be. And what he reveals is what it means to be a real disciple of his, to be a Catholic who evangelizes. Because here you guys are. You guys are the workers in the vineyard who have been there for the long hours. The vineyard that Jesus speaks about here is the church. And you are the ones who have been there for the many hours of the day, working within it. And he will give you your full pay. But the ones who are sitting idle in the marketplace are the ones who are not practicing their Catholic faith. They're the ones who may be far away. And there is this haunting question that the landowner asks those who are idle in the marketplace. He says, "Why are you here all day?" They say, "No one has hired us. No one's invited us. And we're supposed to become like the landowner and go out tirelessly and bring others into the vineyard to join in this work, to join in this reward of working within the kingdom of heaven." Jesus tells this parable as a challenge. Do you want a challenge this week? Go out this week. Invite friends you know, somebody you're friends with, who you know is not practicing the faith, who may be far away from God. Invite them to Mass next week. Invite them out to brunch afterward. No one's going to come if they're not asked by another human person. It just doesn't work that way. The response is, "No one has hired us. No one's invited us." Jesus tells us to challenge them. For you to be challenged, to invite them. But when you hear that, or even when I speak about it, does something within you, honestly, does something within you tighten up a little bit? That's where you're still imprisoned. That's where you're not yet free. That freedom that Paul has, the freedom that Cardinal Vantoin has, the freedom of the landowner, that's the freedom Jesus wants us to live with. we know the incredible gift that we have. And we desire with the heart of Jesus to bring others into that vineyard, to bring others into this beautiful work. It's hard, but it's beautiful. So go out as the landowner does. Invite those in to this life in the church and into your life. Invite the friends of yours. Come to Mass, then let's go to brunch afterward. Jesus, deliver us from those areas where we're yet imprisoned so that we can live in the freedom that is so dang attractive. The freedom that's in the heart of Jesus, in the heart of this landowner.